This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride. How do, buckaroos? Cacti Keith here, and welcome back to the Truth Network Ranch. So this week, the guys are talking about, as strong men of God, we are meant to have the courage to step into the things that God has in store for us and not run from them. This reminded me of a stunt I was always too afraid to do back in my great Kathini days, knife throwing. I don't know, it's just the thought of someone throwing knives at my head or me throwing knives at somebody. It always just gave me the heebie-jeebies. But no longer, for I am adding knife throwing to Cacti Keith's equestrian adventure. This will add some intrigue to the show. Say, T-Biscuit, those knives you got there, you did a really good job sharpening them. A little too good. Hey, you know what? I'm having some second thoughts here. Yeah. You know, the show is fine. The show is fine. Just as is. Don't need to do this. So you can come over here and cut me down. Okay? T-Biscuit. Come here, man. Cut me down. We're not going to do this. This is a bad choice on my part, clearly. T-Biscuit. Don't you do it. Put that knife down. No, I'm not scared. Fine. You can throw one. But after that, we're done, okay? There's got to be an easier way to make a living. Okay. On the count of three. One. Two. Two and a half. Wait.
Andy, would you remind us what the topic is?
So it's on courage, and if you've been listening to us, been to a boot camp, there's a theme that we are to be, as men, with that masculine heart, we're to not run, we're to step into what God has for us. We were, in the earlier show, we were talking about Joshua 1 and where God encourages Joshua three times to be strong and courageous and take the land. And I think he calls us to do that, whatever your land is. It could be relationships and stepping in and being able, not backing away from things that are hard to deal with, that are not easy. It could be something at your work. It could be whatever he's called you to do, something in ministry. Maybe he wants you to do something in ministry, and he doesn't want a fearful people. He wants us to have our confidence in him because he said he would be with us. And that's the point of Joshua 1, and I think a lot of times when we hear God say you need to be courageous, we feel like we have to work this courage up with inside of us, and we're the source. Well, that's never what he intended to be. That's where I crashed and burned many years, is I thought I was supposed to do something mm-hmm. where really I'm just following him into whatever he wants to lead into.
Yeah, not doing it out of our own strength, right. But doing it in mm-hmm. his strength. Yeah, as you were talking about, I was thinking about a friend of the show and founder of the show, Darren, when he talks about God calls him to be dangerous, to be dangerous for good.
Right.
As men, we are called to be dangerous for the right things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right, and fighting for the right causes and the things that make a difference for the kingdom and the things that make a difference like that. And
so,
yeah, we are called to be dangerous entities, but just with his guidance.
That's true. His guidance, that's the thing, is if we don't use wisdom, courage needs to have a certain amount of wisdom.
As we learned from the Cowardly Lion last.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. So, Danny, you have the first clip of the After Hours. You want to tell us a little bit about the clip?
Yeah, this was an orphan clip, evidently. It didn't have an owner until I walked in. So
a father.
So you're washing your hands of it? Is that what you're doing, trying to get away from it?
No, actually, no. I have adopted it as mine. So thanks to my co-producer, Andy, over here. And,
wow.
But it's from Open Range.
It is from Open Range, yeah.
And it's the bar scene where they're talking about some of the current events. And
do you want me to tell it?
So, you pretty much are.
So from the Guides of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.